Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, and also understanding the prophecies as they apply today and in the future. Right now, we are in the midst of a very tremendous financial crisis. We went through a downturn in 2008. And so to explain what we're going to cover today, what is the mark of the beast? I want to draw your attention to something that very few people even remember today. That when in October 2008, it looked like that the whole stock market was going to crash. All of Wall Street was going to crash. They had to get immediately a $287 billion rescue plan for Wall Street because everything was coming apart. And why was it coming apart? It was coming apart because of lying and cheating and because of creating financial securities to be sold in the securities market that were based upon a housing bubble with inflated prices. And when that burst, then all of these bad loans drug down the whole market. And a lot of those securities were in money market funds. And one thing they have never figured out is that why on that day that the Dow dropped 800 points in just a few hours, why were all of these things being sold? Who was selling them and who was buying them? They've never answered those questions. But in order to save the world's financial system, now, we have to understand that everything today is global, everything is worldwide, everything is interconnected together. And that what happens in America, what happens in Europe, what happens in Japan or China, all affect the whole world economic system. So in 2008, one of the last things that President Bush did was starting a new organization called the G20. Now, the G20 was bringing together all the central banks in the world to try and coordinate a financial system where all banks would be regulated by the same regulations worldwide, in all countries, having to do with their reserves, having to do with their lending practices, having to do with their trade practices, and having to do with the practices of the central bank. All of those central banks then form the economic backbone for 95% of the world's commerce. And in the digital age in which we live, things can happen in the blink of an eye. There can be economic bubbles. There can be economic crises. There can be stock crises. And everything being as fast as the speed of light to make transactions, the whole financial system of this world has got to be brought together in order to fulfill what the Bible calls the mark of the beast. Now, we're going to see that that is a financial system. And in concurrence with this, as we have covered, coming one world government. Now, I want you to go to cbcg.org and download Aftershock, Global Financial Meltdown, number one and number two, because all of these things are coming together in such a way that in the very near future, they're all going to be merged into one economic system, one governmental system, and as we have covered, a one world system. So all of these three are going to come. and they've all been prophesied concerning them in the book of Revelation. So let's ask the question, as we look at these, we're going to look at what is the mark of the beast. But first of all, let's answer the question as to what it is not. And this is basically some Sabbath-keeping groups, Seventh-day Adventists, some churches of God, some independent groups, believe that the mark of the beast is papal-enforced Sunday worship around the world. Now, let's think about that for just a minute. Do you think that it would be possible to get all nations to keep Sunday? I don't think you're going to get the Muslims to do it. I don't think you're going to get Sabbath keepers to do it. I don't think you're going to get those who are observant of Buddhism and Hinduism and other religions to do it. Even if a one religion, which it's going to, comes together, which is unity through diversity. So it is not going to be the enforcement of Sunday keeping by the Pope or the Roman Catholic system or a one world religion. Now think about it for a minute. Even if every business could be closed on Sunday around the world so that no one could buy or sell on Sunday. Now think about this for a minute. You could buy and sell on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. And if you're a Muslim, you might not do it on Friday. If you're a Sabbath keeper, you wouldn't do it on Saturday, but others would. And if you're a Sunday keeper, soon as church is over, you can go do what you want to do. So first of all, the mark of the beast is not enforced Sunday worship as brought about by the Roman Catholic Church in the person of the Pope. Next, let's talk about money. Let's come back here to Revelation 13, and this is where it tells us about the mark of the beast. And this is where it tells us that it is a satanic system. This is where it also tells us that there is a coming one world government, and we're moving closer and closer and closer in that direction. Now, John wrote, he said, I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard, and his feet like the feet of a bear, his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, who is Satan the devil, that ancient serpent, gave him his power and his throne and his great authority. So this is why we will see a coming one world government. It will be a diversified amalgamation, just like the religions, unity through diversity, but eventually control in the person of one man who is called the Antichrist. Now we see right here in verse 3 how this is going to be a whole worldwide system. And I saw one of his heads as if it were slain to death, but his deadly wound was healed. And the whole earth was amazed and followed the beast. Now, when the book of Revelation talks about the whole earth, it means the whole earth. Doesn't mean the Roman Empire, because that's not the whole earth. It doesn't mean the nations of the Far East, because that's not the whole earth. It doesn't mean North and South America, because that's not the whole earth. It doesn't mean Europe, because that's not the whole earth, you see? So when it says the whole earth was amazed and followed the beast. Now here's where we get concerning the one world religion. And they worship the dragon, that is Satan the devil, Now, let's just state something very clearly here. In the midst of all of these things, there are the people of God, there are the churches of God that Revelation identifies as not going after the beast and not becoming part of this system. Revelation 12 and verse 17. Then the dragon was furious with the woman, that's the church, the true believers of Jesus Christ, and went to make war with the rest of her seed. Notice how it identifies them, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So there is the true church of God, made up of whatever organizations they may be corporately, but these are the ones who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ, knowing the purpose of Christ, who he is, who he was, why he is our Savior. Now, these are the ones who will be keeping the Sabbath and the holy days of God. Remember, Sabbath alone is not enough. And that's where organizations such as most of the Seventh-day Adventists fall short. They leave off the Passover and the holy days and feast of God. And so they have many of the Protestant and Catholic doctrines mixed in with their teachings. But those who are the true believers, the true church of God, will not intermix the doctrines of Satan the devil with the truth of God. Now come over here to Revelation 14 and verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are the ones who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Now let's understand this very clearly. A lot of people who think they're Christians say, well, I have faith. And if you try and keep the commandments of God, you're trying to work out your own salvation. That's not true. And that is because they don't understand the writings of the Apostle Paul, and they don't understand what Judaism is. That's why you have to write for and read and study the book that we give at no cost, Judaism, a revelation of God or a religion of men. Unless you understand about Judaism, you do not understand concerning the writings of the Apostle Paul. Just a quick summary. The New Testament shows that there are two versions of the law of Moses. The true biblical one that Jesus referred to and mentioned and told the Pharisees that if you didn't believe Moses, you won't be able to believe me. That's the true law of Moses. The law of Moses referred to by those of Judaism and the rabbis is their own traditions, separately codified, separately written by the rabbis, compiled together in the Talmud and the Mishnah and the code of Jewish law, and that's what they call the law of Moses. Now, while they may have the framework of the Sabbath and holy days, they do not keep them properly according to the scriptures. So you need to understand that as well. The true followers of Jesus Christ love God, obey God, keep his commandments in spirit and in truth through the grace of God, trust in the forgiveness of sin through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the justification that comes with that. So at the end time, right in the midst of when this one world government is coming up, and we will see the one world economic system, and as we have seen, the one world religion coming up, there will be those who believe God, who obey God, who follow God, and that's why we have church at home. because church at home may soon end up being the only place where you can truly learn of God, you can truly study the Word of God, because in order to bring about the world government, the world financial system, and the world religion, they must destroy true Christianity by any means, through infiltration, by wolves coming in sheep's clothing, by trying to change the doctrines from within, by trying to rewrite the Bible so it doesn't say what it really means in certain critical places, as they have done in most modern translations. And if that does not succeed, then by martyrdom. So there is the true church of God, those who have the Spirit of God and are in a covenant relationship with Him. Now continuing, and a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies was given to him, and authority was given to him to continue 42 months after the deadly wound was healed. And so the deadly wound actually takes place right in the middle of the 70th week prophecy of Daniel 9. And that's when the great tribulation begins. Now notice what he does when he's revived. Verse 6. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and those who dwell in heaven. And power was given to him to make war against the saints. That is, the true believers in Christ, the ones who are of the true churches of God. And to overcome them, and he was given authority over every tribe and language and nation, a world government. And all who dwell on the earth, verse 8, will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Then verse 9 says, listen to this. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. That is, hear to understand and hear to obey. Now come down to verse 11. And I saw another beast rising out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. Looked like it was the real thing from God. Looked like that it was the real Christ, as it were, representing Christ. Remember, Jesus said, false prophets come to you in lamb's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. And here it is, the great false prophet. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast before him. Worldwide authority. And he causes the earth and those who dwell therein to worship the beast whose deadly wound was healed. He says, this is the manifestation of God on earth. And as we have seen in 2 Thessalonians, this is the one who goes into the temple of God, which is going to be built in Jerusalem by the Jews, who goes in and he exalts himself above all that is called God or all things that are worshipped as God, proclaiming that he himself is God. Now, those are the things that are coming on the earth. Now, notice what this false prophet does, verse 13, and he performs great wonders so that he even causes fire to come down to the earth from heaven in the sight of men. And he's probably going to say, well, look, you go back to the account of Elijah, and did he not bring fire down from heaven? Yes, he did. But you also go back and look at the account of Job. Did not Satan bring fire down from heaven? Yes, he did. So don't be deceived by that. How do you know that you're not deceived? Well, Isaiah 8 says, to the law, that's the Old Testament, and the testimony, the New Testament, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Now let's come down here and see what he does with this. He deceives those that dwell on the earth by the means of the wonders that were given to him to perform in the sight of the beast, saying to those who dwell on the earth that they should make an image for the beast, which had the wound by the sword, yet was alive. And he was given power to give life to the image of the beast so that the image of the beast also could speak, and he causes everyone who will not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Number one, those who worship the true God will never bow down to an idol. Martyrdom ensues. Number two, this beast power, with the approval of the false prophet, causes this to happen. Verse 16, and he causes all, the small and the great, the rich and the poor, the free and the bond, to receive a mark in their right hands or in their foreheads, so that no one may have the ability to buy and sell unless he has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Then it says the number is 666. And that number, 16, is for the perfection of man's government under Satan the devil. The second 6 is for the perfection of the one world religion to worship Satan the devil. And the other 6 is then the new financial system that is coming. Now it says nothing about the Sabbath day here, does it? No. It has nothing to do with Sabbath keeping, but it has everything to do with the financial chaos going on in the world today, the financial troubles that are leading to, as we will see, a one world financial system, which then, at some point in the future, after the beast comes back alive, that it will be enforced upon all who want to buy or sell. Now, in the next segment, what we are going to cover is the background leading up to this. And then we're going to see how far has it come in science and technology and finances to be able to have a non-currency system that is purely a digital numbering system that is put in and on the right hand or the forehead. I think you are going to be absolutely amazed and dumbfounded. So there is coming first, as we will see beginning in the next segment, a coming world currency. So once again, this is Fred Calder saying thank you for inviting me into your home, and be sure to go to our other website, cbcg.org, and you can download and listen to, as well as the transcripts. You can read those, look at everything that we have, and understand that this is coming, just as sure as the rising of the sun every day. This is coming. So, till next time, this is Fred Calder saying, thank you for inviting me in to your home.